want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The following program is pre-recorded.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
What?
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a bingo.
And the number is 888-971-7243, 888-971-SAGE. Thank you so much for joining us. Next hour, we'll be talking with John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center. The Biden-Harris administration has been bragging about how crime has gone down. He says that is simply not true. He will explain why next hour. Stick around for that. Let's go to Christopher in Los Angeles. Chris, you're on with Larry. Excuse me, that's the wrong one. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Christopher, you're on with Larry.
Hey, I just wanted to wonder why, after all the Democrats and Republicans saying they should tone it down, you don't criticize Donald Trump for his horrible language.
Wow. Tone it down. Do you think
wow.
the... Let me answer your question, Chris. See, this is the problem. I find a lot of people who are on the left, I assume you're a person of the left, that's not an insult, don't want to hear anything. You've asked me a question. May I please respond to it?
I'm waiting for an answer.
Thank you. You think that the Joe Biden, after the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, said we should turn down the temperature? Do you think that they've turned down the temperature?
Well, who does all the name calling? Do you really believe that?
Let's see. Calling Donald Trump a fascist is not a name calling. Calling him a tyrant, calling him a dictator, that's not a name calling. How about when Maxine Waters said, whenever you see anybody who works for Donald Trump, form a crowd, let them know they're not wanted anywhere anymore. How about when Sarah Huckabee went to a restaurant and the owner of the restaurant told her to leave? You're telling me that you believe that only people who are Donald Trump's fans say anything negative about the other side. It's just that side, your side, says nothing negative about people who are Republicans. Really?
I didn't say that, did I? I just said...
Well, you said why are you so negative? I'll go back even further, Christopher, if I may. Ronald Reagan ran in 1980, and a Democrat said that Ronald Reagan gets his fascist precepts from the pages of Mein Kampf. In 1964, Barry Goldwater got nominated, and the governor of California, Governor Brown, said that, quote, the stench of fascism is in the air, end of quote. George Herbert Walker Bush was called racist by Maxine Waters. George W. Bush was called similar to Joseph Goebbels by George Soros. I could go on and on and on. I will tell you that the rhetoric coming from the left to the right has been far more vicious and nasty than the rhetoric coming from the right to the left.
Really?
Really?
Like calling people stupid and dumb and saying I don't agree with their politics. And this is
Well, there's a congressman named Ted Lieu from California. He's from our state. I've seen him give interviews numerous times, and almost inevitably he refers to something that a Republican wants to do as stupid. He says it over and over and over again. And again, I'm not saying that our side doesn't say it. I'm just saying please acknowledge it, that it comes from your side as well.
I didn't say it doesn't, but it comes more from Donald Trump than anybody else. Oh, come on, Larry. You know, you always defend the guy.
Okay, well, what about what Hillary Clinton said, that Donald Trump supporters, half of them come from a basket of deplorables, and they are irredeemable. Really?
Well, she was an idiot to say such a stupid thing.
I agree.
Disputing that.
I agree.
I mean, Trump, and you're going to tell me Hillary Clinton started it, but why not?
Well, I didn't say Hillary Clinton started it, but I will say this. Donald Trump has been accused of racism, for example, for daring to question whether or not Barack Obama is from America. I thought it was a waste of time for him to have done so. But the person that started that, Christopher, was Hillary. She started it during the 2008 campaign when she was a front runner, and this guy named Barack Obama began to gain on her. And then, according to a book called Game Change, written by a left-wing guy named John Howman and a centrist named Mark Halperin, said that Hillary is the one who started it. Now, Donald Trump is accused of it, and it's one of the Hillary later on referred to it as a racist lie, but she's the one who started it, Christopher. Are you aware of that?
Yes, but isn't Donald Trump the same person during all that time saying, don't worry, I know he's not from this country, and I have proof of it, and I can show it to you anytime I want.
Christopher, he was wrong. He later on said that he was wrong about that. But let me just ask you this. This is another broader question. When I hear people talk about how mean Donald Trump is, how he has a profane tongue, how he's put down people, and that's why you don't like him. There was a guy who ran in 2012. His name is Mitt Romney. He is as courtly a man as you will find. Same woman his whole life, not one hint of scandal. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't even drink coffee. Spent 2 years as a missionary in France. And you still hated him. Paul Begala, who's an aide on former aide to Bill Clinton, he's a regular pundit on CNN. During the 2012 campaign, he referred to Mitt Romney as an animal abuser and a bully because allegedly Mitt Romney, when he was in private school, high school, held down some gay guy and cut his hair. Mitt Romney said he doesn't even remember it, and the gay guy never even complained about it. But Paul Begala accused Mitt Romney of being a homophobe and an animal abuser. All I'm saying is it doesn't matter who it is. You called Ronald Reagan a fascist. You made negative comments about George Herbert Walker Bush, the one I thought was a good Bush. Maxine Waters, as I said earlier, referred to him as a racist. George W. Bush was called a racist. All Republicans are called racist. It happens every time. Donald Trump is probably taken on another level because he has taken on the media, so they really dislike him more than maybe any other Republican. But for all my life, Republicans have been accused of being Nazis and fascists and racists.
That's not true.
Well, I just gave you several examples. And by the way, polls have shown that 61% of Democrats believe all Republicans are sexist, racist, bigoted. Do you believe all Republicans are sexist, racist, and bigoted?
No.
Okay, well, 61% of Democrats believe that. So I hope you have the same conversation with your Democrat friends who feel differently than you do, Chris.
Okay, so let me ask you one quick question.
Sure.
Since you're so into two things with Trump, now the Republicans are criticizing Waltz for now. According to you, Trump never lies. Although
I never say he never lies. I never say that at all. He said lots of things that are false. He's exaggerated. But so has Joe Biden, for crying out loud. For decades, the man has said that he was involved in the civil rights movement. He desegregated movie theaters and restaurants. Even the New York Times said there's zero evidence of that. He lied and said he got arrested trying to visit Nelson Mandela when Nelson Mandela was behind bars during apartheid South Africa. He lied and said he was raised in the black church. He has lied about the man that struck and killed his first wife. Said the man was drunk when the man was not drunk. And when the man's daughter approached Joe Biden and said, my father feels bad enough about what happened, please don't say he was drunk. Biden apologized and said it Again, I can go on and on and on about the lies that Joe Biden has said, but nobody seems to be upset about that. But Donald Trump lies or exaggerates, and all of a sudden he doesn't say anything at all that's true. Unfair, double standard.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Sure.
During the riots, Republicans are now criticizing Waltz for what happened from Minnesota, and I'm from Minnesota, during the Floyd sad thing, which we all know was a bad thing, although you kind of think that the police were right. But,
I think that the officer, Derek Chauvin, used a maneuver that was taught in the police academy. There is a documentary, I hope you've seen it, that's free on YouTube called The Fall of Minneapolis, and it shows a diagram from a police academy handbook showing that that maneuver that Derek Chauvin used. So it's a lie that Derek Chauvin used an unlawful maneuver.
Okay. And he sat on his chest much longer than he had to. But my question is to you, the Republicans are questioning, are saying Waltz did a horrible thing. Well, why don't you ever say on your talk show that actually, and it's on audio so you can go listen to it, unfortunately for Trump, Trump commended Waltz for the way he handled it. Why don't you mention that?
You know, I've heard that Trump commended him for finally calling out the National Guard, but I will tell you that if Trump were here, he'd say it took him way too long to do it. Christopher, don't go away. Let's finish the conversation on the other end, okay? We're going to take a quick break. Don't go away.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
Don't miss the podcasts that matter now on the Salem Podcast Network. Dinesh D'Souza.
This is a game in which the conclusion comes first, and then you look for data, and then if the data is, quote, disappointing, you start fiddling with the data. You can often claim that the data says something that it doesn't really say. Why? Because the ordinary person never checks.
Seth Holthaus.
We have these agencies, FBI, CIA, Defense Department. Maybe 20 years ago, I would have thought, maybe they picked up on something, they got some intel, and they're trying to help us. But I no longer believe that very much at all.
And Jenna Ellis.
We need to be better prepared to understand what it is that the left is doing with their arguments so that we can be better prepared to answer these things and to have definitions that matter.
Subscribe today for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Well, summer's here and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you're going to get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your very first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
And the number is 888-971-7243, 888-971-SAGE. Again, next hour, we'll be talking with John Lott about the assertion made by Harris Biden that crime is going down. He says it is going up. My guest is Christopher from Los Angeles. Christopher, thank you so much for holding on. I really do appreciate it. We started out by your asking me why I'm so negative towards Democrats. Let me give you another reason. I want to get your response to this. When Joe Biden decided to run in 2020, he said that he wasn't going to run. But then Charlottesville happened. And as you know, in Charlottesville 2017, there was a big protest over whether or not there should be a monument in the public square. And some white nationalist, white Aryan, whatever he is, white supremacist, drove a car into a bunch of people and killed a woman. Trump had a very long press conference. He was asked about this. And he said there were very fine people on both sides. He was talking specifically about the debate over whether or not there's a Confederate monument in the public square. Should be a Confederate monument in the public square. There were good people on both sides of that debate. He also said later on in that press conference, Christopher, quote, I'm not talking about the white nationalists and the neo-Nazis because they should be condemned totally. So Joe Biden took that to mean that Donald Trump said there were good Nazis and bad Nazis on both sides. It took almost 2 years before Jake Tapper, one of the lead anchors on CNN, said, I went back and looked at the tape, and Donald Trump was referring to whether or not there should be a Confederate statue in the public square, and he was specifically not talking about good Nazis and bad Nazis on both sides. Biden still says it, Christopher. It is not true. He still says it and claims he based his whole campaign on this. What is your reaction to that?
Well, we don't like Joe Biden, and two wrongs do not make right, right? We're not disputing that.
Well, when you ask me about all the nasty things Donald Trump has said, Donald Trump is perceived to be a fascist and a bigot in large part because half the country believes that Donald Trump said there were good Nazis and bad Nazis and good white nationalists and bad white nationalists on both sides. It is not true. It is a lie that Biden says over and over and over again. And often, Christopher, he'll say it on CNN when Jake Tapper of CNN says it's not true and the anchors don't correct him.
Well, Larry, actually, you should go back because when he first said that, he never said that he wasn't talking about the other people.
Wow.
He implied.
So you did it again, Christopher. You're doing it again. You're doing it again. Even Jake Tapper says that he was wrong. Michael Smirkanish is a weekend host on CNN. He said he was wrong. And here you are fighting with me. This is my problem I have with people on the left. You're still clinging to it. It is not true. You can fact check it. And Snopes, the big fact checker, about a month or two ago said that it's not true that Donald Trump was referring to fascists and good fascists and bad fascists on both sides. It took them 7 years, but they finally said it's not true. And here you are still saying it, Christopher. You've been misled. You've been duped. You've been indoctrinated on that issue.
So let me ask you a question, Larry.
Sure.
Do you think the media is just pro-Democrat, right, except for the far-right?
Absolutely. The polls show it. Only 3% of journalists self-describe as Republicans. 97% of them call themselves something other than Republicans. Do I believe that they are in the tank for the Democrat Party and in the tank for now Kamala Harris? Absolutely.
Well, But that being said, we have an election that's a little less than a few months away,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Right now, you will acknowledge it, where when Trump was going to beat Biden, it was pretty obvious that Biden was going to lose. But now it's relatively pretty close one way or another.
I would agree with right? that, yes. I would agree with that, yes.
Question. For all the people who stormed the Capitol, and we're not even going to discuss whether Trump encouraged them or not, but you do acknowledge that was wrong for them.
Oh, come on. Of course it was wrong, Christopher. Who could approve of that?
So now let me ask you,
why would anybody approve of that?
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Because there is a group of Republicans who cannot believe anything except for what Donald Trump says and whatever. So
wait, Christopher, before you finish that, can you name a name of a Republican who believes everything Donald Trump says? Give me a name. Give me a name of a politician, of a House member, of a Senate member who believes everything Donald Trump says. Who is that person?
Let's see. Up till he didn't get the nomination for vice president, we probably could have used Tim Scott. Although it's funny how Tim Scott has distanced
You think
him.
Tim Scott believes everything Donald Trump ever said, which is why Tim Scott ran for president against him?
I think Tim Scott's opinion of Trump has totally switched since he was not picked for the VP nominee.
My question to you was, name a Republican who believes every single thing Donald Trump says is true. Name that person. I don't know any Republican who believes that.
There's anybody who believes anybody ever, everything.
Well, then you would withdraw your assertion. You said that there are Republicans who believe everything Donald Trump says is true, so now you're changing that. I'm happy. So finish your question.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Because you guys keep saying the election was stolen.
You guys, okay.
I heard you. Okay, the Republicans. Not all the Republicans, but some of them. And last night, you had a guy on insisting that they stole the election and that he didn't use the word stolen.
He said there were widespread illegalities that led to fraud. That was John Eastman. He was on for almost a whole hour, and I urge anybody who wants to hear John Eastman to go on Rumble and look up what John Eastman said at the American Freedom Alliance. You don't accept anything he said at all that whole hour, Christopher?
What he said about
Wisconsin. You can go on YouTube and look at people in nursing homes with their loved ones saying, I have no idea why my grandfather, why my father filled out a ballot. He doesn't even know his name. And now you have nursing homes where 100% of the residents turned in ballots when normally only about 20% do. You're not troubled by that?
So why, when this went to the Supreme Court, did they not say there was some funny?
It went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and they voted 4-3 on procedural grounds not to take it up on the merits. However, the Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, a female, filed a dissent and said that because of the so-called democracy in the park and because of all these unsecured ballot drop boxes, we should have looked at this on the merits. So all I'm saying is, a greater percentage of Democrats believe 2016 was stolen than we feel that way, with, in my opinion, less reason to feel that way. There were shenanigans that went on in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, and in Wisconsin, all of which John Eastman talked about. It just seems to me, even if I don't agree with them, I've got to say, well, there's something there. 100 pages of documents he turned over during the proceeding when they tried to disbar him.
Right. Just like Fox for 2 or 3 years was saying the same thing, except that then they settled their lawsuit instead of having to go to court. And they settled for what? Just a little less than $1 billion?
Yeah, Fox. A lot of Fox newscasters made irresponsible statements about the Dominion voting machines. I agree with you. I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. I interviewed Mike Lindell. I interviewed Mike Lindell, who made an argument that the voting machines were tampered with. I interviewed him really strongly. He was not happy with the interview. He had no evidence, in my opinion. Christopher, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Setting fire to the airwaves, it's the Larry Elder Show.
They should have been Scarlett's.
Excuse me. To protest. And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
Now, elsewhere in those remarks, the president did condemn neo-Nazis and white supremacists. So he's not saying that the neo-Nazis and white supremacists are very fine people, but he is saying people protesting alongside those neo-Nazis and white supremacists are very fine people.
The number is 888-971-7243, 888-971-7243. I want to thank Christopher for calling. I really do appreciate it. I have hope for Christopher. I don't think he'll sometime become a Trump Republican anytime soon, but the fact that he called and we had a dialogue, to me, is very, very promising. And, Christopher, I'm going to be here for a long time. I'm sure you will be as well. So please call regularly, and we'll have you on when you call in if you have something you want to say. So we'll put Christopher to the top of the list. Okay, Mr. McConnell? Well, summer's here, and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity, golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again, let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. As I was saying to Christopher, there is a website, a fact-check website, very popular, called Snopes. And 7 years after the fact, here's what Snopes said. Headline, no, Trump did not call neo-Nazis and white supremacists very fine people. And they put the claim. On October 15, 2017, then-President Donald Trump called neo-Nazis and white supremacists who attended the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, very fine people. Rating, false. Context. In a news conference after the rally protesting the planned removal of a Confederate statue, Trump did say there were very fine people on both sides, referring to protesters and counter-protesters. He said in the same statement he wasn't talking about neo-Nazis and white nationalists, who he said should be condemned totally, close quote. Now, again, it's not just the fact that this is a lie told over and over again by Biden. It is what Biden says prompted him to run for president in 2020. His first campaign ad included that lie. Now, if you ask people who hate Donald Trump's guts, what is the thing they hate the most, they'll talk about what he supposedly said in Charlottesville. And it just isn't true. And the second lie, and I talked about this a couple of days ago, is that Donald Trump mocked a disabled reporter. Absolutely not true. What he mocked was that reporter's retreat from a story. The reporter, his name is Serge Kovaleski, even he never said, Donald Trump mocked my disability. He does have a disability. And Donald Trump, at a rally, shook his hands and said, I don't remember, talking about a story that the reporter retreated from. Yet people, therefore, assume that Donald Trump was mocking a disabled reporter. He was doing no such thing. And in August of 2016, during the campaign, there was a poll published in the Bloomberg that said, out of the people who don't like Donald Trump, the number one reason they cite is that he mocked a disabled reporter. Flat out not true. Fast forward to 2017, he's president, and now the number one reason that people hate his guts when they give reasons is that he said there were good Nazis and bad Nazis on both sides. Here is Biden's campaign ad. Now listen to this. This is his first ad after he announced for the presidency of 2020.
It was there on August of 2017 we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open. Their crazed faces, illuminated by torches, veins bulging, and bearing the fangs of racism, chanting the same anti-Semitic bile heard across Europe in the 30s. And they were met by a courageous group of Americans, and a violent clash ensued. And a brave young woman lost her life. And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides.
A flat-out, total lie that he's told over and over and over again. I'm Larry Elder.
A little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip. As social unrest escalates and crime rates climb, securing the safety of our families is more crucial than ever. In these uncertain times, having effective yet non-lethal options is vital. Introducing the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher, developed by a team of common-sense gun owners who understand the importance of having choices. They engineered the Byrna Launcher as a powerful tool for self-defense, allowing users to de-escalate threatening situations without resorting to deadly force. For many responsible gun owners, the thought of using lethal force is daunting, burdened with emotional and legal consequences. The Byrna is the optimal choice that delivers formidable stopping power without having to take a life. Legal in all 50 states. No background checks or permits required. Over 15,000 4.5-star reviews. Assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and can be shipped directly to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Mike for 10% off your purchase. That's BYRNA.com/Mike. And to check out the latest news about Byrna, BYRNA.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Oh, hey, we're invited to the Johnson Summer Pool Party this Saturday. I said we'd bring our famous potato salad.
Oh, Saturday? But that's when the blinds guy's coming to give us a quote. Those appointments take forever.
Oh, yeah, I meant to tell you. I already found everything we need at blinds.com. They're totally online, so we don't have to wait around all day just to get a quote. I talked to a blinds.com designer, and they're sending us free samples.
Oh, blinds.com? I've heard of them.
Yeah, they've been around for over 25 years, but not everyone knows they can also handle the measuring and installation for a fraction of what the other guys charge. Plus, they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, Blinds.com sounds like a no-brainer. Guess I'll cancel.
Already done. That gives you time to make the potato salad.
Yes, dear.
Shop Blinds.com now for summer savings up to 45% off. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's a communist plot to take over America. The new documentary, Beneath Sheep's Clothing, exposes the dark truth.
Marxist-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of American students.
America's schools have been turned into Marxist-Maoist re-education centers.
Here's the thing about communism. When it comes knocking at your door, it doesn't say, "Hi, I'm here to impoverish, enslave, and murder you." It says, "I'm here to liberate you from oppression."
You take over the colleges of education, then you take over all the teachers, then you take over all the students, and thus you get the future.
Beneath Sheep's Clothing reveals the communist infiltration of America's education system, churches, and media. Will a political revolution be next? Or will we, the people, wake up and reclaim our freedoms?
Destroy the opposing country through unconventional methods.
Take America without firing a shot.
Don't miss Beneath Sheep's Clothing. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
All across America, The Larry Elder Show.
And we've agreed with Fox on a date of September 4th. We've agreed with NBC, fairly full agreement subject to them, on September 10th. And we've agreed with ABC on September 25th. So we have those three dates and those networks. They're very anxiously awaiting that date and those dates. So we have September 4th, September 10th, and September 25th. We have spoken to the heads of the network, and it's all been confirmed.
And Donald Trump agreed to three debates. Will you be participating in all three?
I've always been on record. I am looking forward to debating Donald Trump. And we have a date of September 10th. I hear he is finally committed to it. I'm looking forward.
What about the other two?
Let's make sure we get this vote on, everyone. Let's right here, right now.
No comment on the other two. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243 is the number. Well, summer's here. Weather's beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your very first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Sean is in Cleveland. Sean, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Hey, Larry, it's so nice to hear you back on the radio here in Cleveland again. I was listening to one of your colleagues today by the name of Bob France, and he put it out there that you were back on, and I just wanted to call and say, hey, thank you very much for doing what you do and educate. It was worth the wait on hold, Larry, to hear you educate Chris like that. I remember years ago, there was a African-American lady that called you up. You were sitting there and doing nothing but speaking facts about Barack Obama, and this lady called you everything but a black man, and you had to bleep out almost every word. I think you remember that call.
I do remember.
hey, Larry, if you can, if you get a second, dig it up, play it. It was absolutely hilarious. But, Larry, I just want to say thank you for so much what you do. You know, you're just speaking facts, and it's just – this whole thing of politics is just maddening. The hypocrisy out there, it's just insane. But like I say, I want to thank you for doing what you do. Bob does a great job here in Cleveland, Clay and Buck and Hugh Hewitt. And like I say, I listen to you guys all the time. And
I think we lost him. All right. Well, Sean, thank you very much for the kind comments. As you know, I lived in Cleveland for 17 years. Loved the city. Fell in love with the Browns, fell in love with the Indians, fell in love with the Cavaliers. I guess I can't say Indians anymore. Quick story about Cleveland. I moved there in 1977. Now, I'm from L.A., and the Rams were very good, at least for a while. The Dodgers have always been very good. The Lakers, of course, have been very good. So I go to Cleveland, and every single team is bad. Cavaliers are bad. The Browns were bad. The Indians were really awful. And a guy from Cleveland, a screenwriter, wrote a film, and it got made into a film called Major League. And Cleveland does not have movie premieres, but because the movie Major League was about the Indians, the premiere was in Cleveland. And the premise is that the owner of the Indians is a woman who hates the city, thinks that it's just a backward town, boring town, wants to move the Indians somewhere else. And in her contract, it says that if the Indians draw below a certain level of people, she can move the team. So she decided to field an awful team so that there would be nobody coming to the stands, and she would be able to move the team to another city. So she hired a manager she thought would be incompetent and hired a bunch of baseball players she thought would be incompetent, and you know where I'm going with the story. They became very good because they were motivated by the idea that the owner thought they were going to be so bad that they would ultimately lose so many games, people would not come, and they would move the team. So this world premiere is downtown Cleveland at a theater that had been renovated. It's a beautiful theater, and it was packed, and I was there with my girlfriend. And so you get to the ninth inning, and if you haven't seen the movie and you want to see it, this is a spoiler alert. You might want to turn your radio down. If you have seen it, you know what I'm going to say. The relief pitcher was Charlie Sheen. He was called the Wow Thing. And so the bottom of the ninth, if he gets the runners out, the Indians win the World Series. And so he throws the ball, and on the gun, it's like 91 miles an hour. Batter swings and misses. Second pitch throws on the gun, it says 99 miles an hour. Third pitch throws, batter swings and misses, 101 miles an hour. People in the theater go absolutely crazy. I turned to my girlfriend and I said, do they realize this is a movie? The World Series. That's how starved Cleveland was for a winner. So, Sean, thank you very much for the call. I really do appreciate it. Marty is in Denver, Colorado. Denver. Marty, how are you?
So good to be with you, Larry. Just on my mind, I'm trying to brush off, laugh off, but I don't think you can, Larry. How terrifying is it that it's becoming mainstream sort of talk, poll talk, that Kamala Harris out of nowhere is now leading Donald Trump, and that's becoming like a regurgitated message? That's frightening because that's propaganda. That's not true, Larry, but the average person thinks that this person has caught Donald Trump in, what, a week, a month? Give me a break, Larry.
Well, Marty, thank you very much for the call. Well, actually, a lot of polls do show them neck and neck nationally, and some polls show her actually ahead in some of the so-called swing states. I knew that was going to happen. I knew that as soon as they drop-kicked Joe Biden, and I predicted they were going to drop-kick him a long time ago, that Kamala Harris, who was unpopular, will now be turned into a combination of Joan of Arc and Rosa Parks, and that's exactly what they're doing. I watch a lot of CNN. I watch a lot of MSNBC, hee-haw, so you don't have to, and they are gushing and gushing and gushing and gushing. And get this. In 2019, there was a poll called GovTrack, looks at the ideology of the members of Congress. And GovTrack said in 2019, Kamala Harris had the most left-wing record in the Senate in terms of bills she sponsored, bills she supported, bills she voted for. Well, summer's here and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you're going to get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your very first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Triple 8-971-7243, 888-971-SAGE. Next hour, we'll be speaking to John Lott about this narrative that the Harris-Biden administration putting out. Notice I put Harris first. That crime is going down. Not so, says John Lott. By the way, I want to amend one thing I said about the movie Major League. It was a one-game playoff, and the Indians won, and so they were going to go to the World Series. They won the pennant. They didn't win the World Series, as I falsely said. Want to be accurate here. Dick is in Dayton, Ohio. Speaking of Ohio, Dick, how are you?
Larry, it's been a long time. How you been, buddy?
I've been great. How's the Gym City?
Oh, it's pretty good. It's well, you know, we have a Sinclair College down here, but I want to thank you after your last caller. My family was from Cleveland, and you know, we had a lot there in the 90s and 2000 there. I can remember the Browns, you know, with Bernie. God bless him.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been 30 years since one of my favorites up there was, you remember Nev Chandler?
I do.
Yeah, he was one of my favorites. He passed away. But, Larry, I was telling your screener, I've always enjoyed your call. But, Larry, I look at this. I mean, we can't have socialism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is, you know, it goes back, Larry, to the Constitution, Declaration. You know, I worked at Lowe's when he's a kid, and I took classes that my teacher stressed out enough. But I don't think, Larry, I'm hoping, you know, I wanted Shapiro to win, but I just don't think, I don't know. Amelia Harris seems, I don't know, not right, but Larry, we have to bring the American dream back. You know what I think?
Tell me again, what did you say her first name was?
Dick from Dayton.
No, her first name, Harris's first name.
Camellia, right?
I thought you said Camellia. Which,
yeah, Camellia.
That worked for me. Anyway, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. It is scary. You look at what Camellia Harris says about equity. Equality is not good enough. It has to be equitable. We want us all to end up in the same place, she said. Are you smelling something? How can we all end up in the same place? Different talents, different drive, different work ethic, different circumstances. There's no question that some people start out with better circumstances than others. But until and unless government somehow makes us all finish the same place at the same level, we have an unequitable society. That's called communism. From each according to his ability to each according to his needs. That's what these guys believe. And don't get me started on what Tim Walz said about the First Amendment. He says the First Amendment does not protect hate speech. Yes, it does. It doesn't protect incitement to violence, but it absolutely does protect hate speech. Shows you how little he knows about the Constitution.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.